A judge has harsh words for the Kenosha County District Attorney after he failed to disclose the use of artificial intelligence in court filings. It's Tuesday, February 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the university has lost nearly $30 million in federal funding in Donald Trump's second term. And Team USA Women's Hockey includes six current or former Badgers, and they're good.
I think they're poised for a really deep run. The gold medal is theirs for the taking.
Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
A judge is blasting Kenosha County's district attorney over his use of artificial intelligence in court filings. Sarah Lear reports.
On Friday, Kenosha County Judge David Hughes sanctioned District Attorney Xavier Salas for submitting hallucinations and false citations. The judge also determined Salas had failed to follow a Kenosha County court policy, which requires lawyers to disclose when they use AI. Salas turned in those documents in a felony burglary case against two Illinois men. Now, Hughes has agreed to dismiss both those cases. In a statement, Salas said the cases were dismissed because of issues establishing probable cause, not because of the AI use. Salas said his office is reviewing its practices to ensure future filings are reliable. Salas was elected to be Kenosha County's top prosecutor in November 2024. Since then, his office has struggled with short staffing following resignations from multiple assistant district attorneys. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge is allowing a lawsuit against Madison over uncounted ballots to move forward. Judge David Conway rejected the city's motion yesterday to have that case dismissed. The progressive law firm Law Forward launched the lawsuit on behalf of nearly 200 voters whose absentee ballots went uncounted in November of 2024. Those untallied votes would not have changed the outcome of any race or referendum. But Law Forward is arguing that Madison violated the constitutional rights of the disenfranchised voters. Among other arguments, Madison contended the case should be thrown out because state law defines absentee voting as a privilege, not a right. That argument prompted strong criticism from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission also filed a friend of the court brief rebuking Madison's argument about absentee voting. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has lost about $27 million in federal research funding since the start of President Donald Trump's second term. That's according to outgoing Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, that number is one of the clearest indicators yet of the scale of federal cuts.
Speaking to the Board of Regents, Mnookin said Wisconsin's flagship university has received many fewer federal research grants since Trump took office for the second time. She said about 145 grants for projects already underway were ended or paused. Some of those terminations were challenged in court.
As a result of some of the lawsuits challenging federal actions, and our legal team has been working tirelessly on that and many other issues, 43 of these grants have been reinstated.
Mnookin said the university is also facing a decline in international student enrollment and uncertainty about what changes to visa programs could mean for faculty and staff from overseas. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
New federal nutrition recommendations have stirred up the debate around the health effects of dairy fat. The recently released Dietary Guidelines for Americans endorsed whole-fat dairy products as a healthy and less processed choice. The change follows a growing number of studies that have shown people who consume whole milk and full-fat yogurt are not more likely to develop heart disease, despite the products having more saturated fat. Mario Kratz is a former academic researcher who has studied dairy's impact on heart health. He says, still, there's more research to be done.
If we don't have clear data to suggest that one form of dairy is better than the other, maybe we should just leave the choice to the consumer.
But Kratz says the guidelines go too far in recommending butter as healthy fat. He says research has clearly shown that butter raises cholesterol levels, therefore increasing a person's risk for heart disease. A bill being circulated in the state legislature is looking to slow the revolving door between Wisconsin utility regulators and the companies they're tasked with regulating. As Joe Schultz reports, this comes after members of the State Public Service Commission have gone on to take jobs with utilities.
PSC commissioners appointed by both Governor Tony Evers and former Governor Scott Walker have taken executive jobs with utilities shortly after leaving their positions. The proposed bill would force commissioners to wait 3 years between leaving office and taking a job with a utility or transmission company. Republican State Representative Amanda Nedweski is one of the lawmakers behind the proposal.
If the public perception is that this revolving door is working as a disadvantage to ratepayers, we want to be able to address it with proposed policy.
Commissioners who go to work for utilities are not allowed to appear before the PSC within 12 months of their departure under current state law. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, the Olympics are ramping up and the U.S. women's hockey team is undefeated in group play right now. One of their secret weapons would be current and former Wisconsin Badgers players on the roster. We'll hear from them right after this.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, the University of Wisconsin-Madison has a knack for churning out Olympic hockey players. Four current and two former Badgers are in Milan right now, representing Team USA in women's ice hockey. That includes hockey legend Hillary Knight. The team is 3-0 in the preliminaries, and they'll take on Canada this afternoon. With the real shot at winning gold, Jenny Peek has more on what they're fighting for.
Every great team finds something to rally around. For women's hockey, that might just be five-time Olympian Hillary Knight.
Back door, it's Hillary Knight! Make it two for the United States captain!
The hockey legend announced this year's Winter Olympics in Milan would be her last. At 36, Knight is Team USA's captain and the face of women's hockey. She told CBC Sports Hockey North that she's beyond grateful to compete on the world stage one more time.
There's so much inspiration in our room. And then when the puck drops, I mean, it's going to be electric. So really looking forward to it.
Knight played hockey at the University of Wisconsin-Madison from 2007 to 2012. The Badgers won two NCAA titles during her time. It was the beginning of the program's dominance. Today, they have the most championships of any college women's hockey team. And a new crop of Badger athletes are following in Knight's footsteps. They include defender Caroline Harvey, right wing Kirsten Sims, forward turn defender Layla Edwards, and goalie Ava McNaughton. Alumna forward Britta Curl-Salem rounds out the six current and former Badgers competing on the ice in Milan. On a chilly morning in Madison, about 2.5 weeks before the Olympic Games, Harvey, Sims, and McNaughton ran drills at the Laban Arena. Pucks skidded across the ice as the players worked on one-touch passing and slap shots. Seamless turns and quick stops made their moves look effortless. McNaughton says spending every day on the ice with her Badger teammates makes for built-in chemistry.
They know you better than probably other players do just because of how much time we spend together. So being able to have like familiar faces, especially in high-pressure environments like that, will be really, really helpful.
The Badgers coach, Mark Johnson, knows a lot about high-pressure environments himself. He scored two goals in the famous Miracle on Ice games at the 1980 Olympics, helping the U.S. defeat a heavily favored Soviet team. He's coached the Badgers women's team since 2002, and the players say he builds up their confidence. The young Olympians also laid on the praise for Knight, who they say is a leader both on and off the ice. Here's McNaughton, Harvey, and Sims.
She's, you know, exactly what you would want to represent your team.
She's an unbelievable person, and she's always had open arms and showed us the way, and she's been just such an amazing leader.
She's just been such an idol of mine since I was little, so getting to actually be on the ice with her and now going to an Olympics with her is super special. I mean, still can't put it into words.
Now that the games are finally here, McNaughton says the team wants to bring one more gold medal home for their captain.
Every athlete's going there for the gold medal, but I think given all that she's done for the program, it definitely is a driver in the back of your head. It'd be amazing for her to go out on top and to be able to taste gold one more time.
As for the path to gold, all eyes will be on Canada, their Team USA's steepest competition. Since women's hockey first debuted in the Winter Olympics in 1998, the U.S. has won gold twice. Team Canada has taken gold 5 times.
It's a two-headed monster until proven otherwise. Hands down, their biggest rival will be Canada. It always was, always has been. For the foreseeable future, it always will be.
That's AJ Malesko. She's a 2-time Olympian and ESPN analyst. She'll be in the booth in Milan for NBC. She says Team USA's combination of veteran leadership and young guns make them the team to beat.
I think they're poised for a really deep run. The gold medal is theirs for the taking.
As Team USA wraps up round-robin play in the prelims, they shift their focus to their first knockout game on Friday, February 13th, where every move matters. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Jenny Peek for bringing us that story. Quick check of your forecast to end the show today. Mostly cloudy, but we could see a few peaks of sunshine today with highs in the 30s. Really windy at times, with wind gusts up near 25 miles per hour. Temperatures down into the teens and 20s overnight, and we could see a few light flurries in the north, but nothing really accumulating. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.